There it is. Across the sky, so it's across the stars. This is Defined of the Night, beats by Zim. Listen to that. That's a good track. You like it?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
All right. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, little Kenny Loggins to get us started. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, very excited, the lead singer of the band Charlie Bliss will join us. Eva Hendrix is the lead singer guitarist. The band is hot right now. They're going to be at Shuba's on Saturday. Just put out an album called Guppy. They're sort of a pop punk quartet that people say it sounds just like Veruca Salt and the Breeders and bands from the 90s. Like they're sort of a female-fronted rock band. They've got that sound, great hooks. We'll talk with Eva coming up a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, we're playing the worst tonight, 312-981-7200, coming up at 10 o'clock. But right now, we got to talk about something. You know, we just talked about saving the world from the next pandemic. So I think it's a natural transition to talk about arm wrestling.
Yes.
The World Arm Wrestling League, which is based here in Chicago, has a big show coming up here. I guess you'd say an event. That is the Midwest Classic coming up Saturday night at Cubby Bear. Nick Hausman is the World Arm Wrestling League, the WAL, contributor. He's also our pro wrestling, I would say a regular correspondent here on the download.
Sure.
Nick, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you for having me back, Justin.
So talk about, I mean, this is something that I don't know much about. I kind of joked at the beginning of the show when the movie Over the Top came out, which that song was from. We organized arm wrestling leagues, you know, in the neighborhood. And then, you know, the next blockbuster came out and we forgot about it.
Yeah.
But talk about where this comes from, the World Arm Wrestling League.
Well, I mean, arm wrestling, it's one of the original forms of competition, right? You know, there was wrestling, there was racing, and, you know, arm wrestling is kind of, you know, everybody's arm wrestled at some point, I feel like.
Yeah, right.
You know, so what makes a professional arm wrestler? I guess that's the question, right? There's a lot of technique here when it comes to arm wrestling. You know, you got your top roll, you got your hook, you know, you can use your body to apply pressure in different ways. I work as the live events MC. I do a little bit of commentary now for the Facebook live feed. And, you know, I think I'm going to be doing that for the finals on ESPN this summer as well. And so when I came into it, I was also wondering the same thing. What makes these guys pro arm wrestlers? We've all arm wrestled before. Sure. And, you know, I'll be honest. It's so much more complicated. There's so much finesse that comes along because, you know, these guys are different body sizes, right? That's what I love about arm wrestling is you see some of these guys and, you know, you see them, you wouldn't think athlete, right? You'd see like dude who hangs out at the bar and is real tough. But you put him at a table here where he's got to, you know, assert a certain kind of leverage, a certain kind of angle, a certain kind of pressure. He's got to read his opponent across the table, figure out what kind of angle, what kind of pressure they're going to be looking to apply and work their way out of it. And it is. It's a really intricate sport, and I love it.
Is it tournament style? I mean, is the idea that's usually how an event plays out with the WAL?
Well, we have our majors events. So about once a month, there's a big, you know, we go to a big market. This month, Chicago, like you said, this Saturday, we'll be at the Cubby Bear. We've also been to Philly recently. We've been in L.A. recently. Of course, the finals will be in Vegas this summer. And at those events, we get a lot of the more well-known pullers, as they're called, in the sport. And
that's an arm wrestler's called a puller?
Yeah, because they're pulling. Yeah. You know, it's not, you know, you think about, what are you trying to do here? You're trying to pull the other person's hand to the table, right? So that you're a puller. So we get these big monthly events. And just about every weekend, literally every weekend throughout the year, there's these qualifying events going on at smaller cities around the world. I mean, I'm not just talking America. I'm talking over in Europe. I'm talking Australia. I mean, this is an international affair, the World of Arm Wrestling.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, this might be sort of pulling the rug back, but I mean, do arm wrestlers, I mean, professional arm wrestlers, they're making a living in this case? I mean, is it not unlike being on the PGA Tour where if you win a tournament, it's a great payout, but essentially you got to win a tournament?
Yeah, I mean, you know, of course, the big payout comes every year in Vegas. We have over $200,000 on the line at the finals this year in Vegas.
Okay.
And so, you know, for a lot of these guys, no. Are they making a living being professional arm wrestlers right now? Many of them, no. There are a few guys that are really good that hit the circuit, come out. They do different things with sponsors and, you know, appearances where they can make more money than others. But for a lot of these guys, we really take pride in knowing the wide variety of people that come out and compete in arm wrestling. We have construction guys. We have doctors. We have lawyers. We have scientists. I mean, every walk of life can come to a table with the right kind of training and pull against another guy. And on any given day, you know, they can be that rock star. It really is. I don't know if you ever saw basketball with Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Yeah.
The sport for the everyman, right? The guy who, like, is really good at arm wrestling, but maybe not so good at the running, right? This is the sport for them.
This is it.
Yeah, it's great. It is. It's awesome.
Well, I mean, when what can we expect? You go to Cubby Bear, I mean, is it sort of, when you say it's the big event, I mean, when there's scheduled events, is it just popular arm wrestler versus another popular arm wrestler? Or essentially, like, how does it play out? What can we expect on Saturday night at Cubby Bear?
So when, when you're going to contests throughout the year and you're pulling against people, you're trying to pull against arm wrestlers that have done better than you. Because when you beat somebody that has a better record than you, you get a certain amount of points. And we keep track of all the points on the site. So this is our last major event before the finals. So if you haven't qualified yet for Vegas, but you have been in the top eight at a majors event or in a top two at a local qualifying event, then you qualify for the Tenacious 12, which is the Cubby Bear event this Saturday.
Okay, Tenacious 12.
Tenacious 12, Midwest Classic, whatever you want to call it. But if you finish then, you know, you've made it to this point, this is really kind of your last chance to punch your ticket. If you finish top 12 in any of the divisions, you automatically get to go to Vegas. We have a couple hundred pullers signed up for this Saturday. It's going to be a lot of arm wrestling action, I know, going on.
The World Arm Wrestling League, based here in Chicago, the Midwest Classic, will be at the Cubby Bear coming up here on Saturday night. Cubby Bear right in Wrigleyville, right across from Wrigley Field. All right, we'll take a quick break. Nick Houseman in studio. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about what else has been going on in the world of pro wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Including the Hall of Famer who fired his FBI director.
Yeah, you know, he futured endeavored him. For all you wrestling fans out there, go check out that last line.
We'll talk a little bit about that.
All right,
after the break, Nick Houseman, stay
Thank
with
you.
Us.
Yes.
Yeah. Getting deep now. Nick Houseman in studio. We're talking about the World Arm Wrestling League. Their big event, their Midwest Classic, is this Saturday at the Cubby Bear. We're talking arm wrestling. And before we get back into arm wrestling, we kind of made a joke right at the break about the WWE Hall of Famer firing his FBI director today. We've joked about this, the idea that Donald Trump is in the World Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah, World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE Hall of Fame. And not only is he in the WWE Hall of Fame, by the way, my day gig, I work for a website called WrestleZone.com. I also co-host former WCW president Eric Bischoff's podcast. So my life is mostly wrestling. I also do arm wrestling. But yes, Donald Trump is not only a WWE Hall of Famer, he also hosted two WrestleManias at his hotels in Vegas, and Vince McMahon's wife,
right,
Linda McMahon, is of course
she works in the White House,
Small Business Administration. Yeah. She's you know.
But you, as we mentioned today, you saw something that that in the resignation or the letter that Donald Trump sent to James Comey,
sure,
you saw something very familiar.
Yeah, absolutely. I watched it on TV, you know, like everybody else, finding out the breaking news, and then, you know, the letter that Trump wrote is only like seven sentences, right? And the last line is, "I wish you all the best in your future endeavors." And if you're a wrestling fan, you know that every time they fire a superstar, that's the line they put at the end of it on WWE.com. So, for example, let's just say they fired Alberto Del Rio again. So WWE is letting everyone know we're no longer going to be continuing to work with Alberto Del Rio. We wish him all the best in his future endeavors. That's what the WWE – that's how this made its way into an official White House document is beyond me. I don't know.
Is it really at this point? I mean, it's kind of an interesting. I mean, maybe he's got that's what he's got. Linda McMahon writing the memos.
Justin,
I don't know.
I could sit here and literally talk with you all night about all of the wrestling carny tactics that Donald Trump used to find his way into the White House. I mean, he even had a catchphrase and merchandise, right? Like a wrestler. He like ended it always with like, you know, "Make America great again," you know, like that's his tagline.
Yeah, he really did take a lot of sort of his marketing approach from what we know of wrestling.
That was his Hulkamania is running wild, all right? That was it. Stone Cold had his Austin 316 shirt. Right. Donald Trump had a red hat.
Hey, more power to him.
Sure.
All right, so let's go back to arm wrestling.
Absolutely.
The one thing we didn't mention, I mean, as we talk about arm wrestling, and I think about this because I'm like, oh, man, I haven't arm wrestled in a long time. It'd be really great to get into a public arm wrestle.
Yeah.
This is yeah. The professionals, I mean, we're talking this there is some, I mean, obviously you just gave us sort of the technique.
Yeah.
But there's some risk involved because this is definitely a contact sport.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about people that have a lot of adrenaline going, a lot of muscle at the table. And actually the first event I ever went to, a little qualifying event, within about 5 minutes, I watched a woman unfortunately break her arm. Now, she was an amateur, it was a prelim. She really only pulled a handful of times. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, if you put your body just out of position, you allow yourself to get at a weird angle. I mean, you can't see me, I'm on the radio. But if you allow your body to get out of place and somebody pushes your arm down, you can very easily snap your arm. And, like, you know, I like to arm wrestle with my buddies and stuff, too. But after seeing that, I mean, it takes a psychological toll on you. So everybody that competes at definitely the professional level at WAL, you know, they're trained to arm wrestle a certain way so you don't injure your opponents.
Right, right.
You want to have great matches, but you don't want to injure anybody.
Or be injured yourself.
Or injure yourself, of course. But more importantly, again, you know, it's that mental barrier you have to get over because it doesn't happen all the time. It's only really ever happened once in any of the events I've been at, but I do know that it happens. And you got to believe that everybody that steps up to that table knows it too. And so to be able to take that process, that get to the table, keep your composure and go out and try to win. I mean, it takes a lot of mental metal.
Well, I mean, the championships, as we talked about, are broadcast live on ESPN in June. I mean, it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think it is, I mean, about arm wrestling that grabs the psyche of somebody? Because it is, there's something about this sort of, you know, primal in a way, like just this sort of, you know, ancient competition.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's I think that people love the characters of arm wrestling. Again, you get people from all walks of life to come out. But I think there's also something where people can see themselves in that scenario, right? Like, I've never been really athletic. I'm not like a football guy, soccer. I watch soccer and I get exhausted, all right? But I think there's something about arm wrestling where just about everybody can mentally place themselves at that table and understand the struggle of what's going on right there and be in that moment with the arm wrestlers. And I think that's why people love it. I know it's very well rated on ESPN. We've been on for a couple years there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think people just, there's something there they can relate to.
Is there a following for this? I mean, you know who the winners are, and there's a loyal following.
Justin, I got hired about, I don't know, I've been working for WAL about 8 months now, and I got the call out of the blue. My buddy Jay is a producer for them now, and he knew that I've done the wrestling and the rock and wrestling shows, and I host those, and he's like, why don't you try hosting arm wrestling? I was like, God bless, yes, America, let's do this. And, you know, when I told my friends, I have theater friends, non-theater friends. I told my friends, I was like, hey, I'm going to go work for the World Arm Wrestling League. Then you find out who the closet arm wrestling fans are. You got the guys that know Devin Lariat. You know, they know Matt Mass. They know Lightning Luke Kent. And they're now people I didn't know are like giant arm wrestling fans are educating me about it. I'm super cool to them. There are arm wrestling fans out there, Justin. There's quite a few of them, actually.
Well, the World Arm Wrestling League Midwest Classic will be this Saturday at the Cubby Bear. The championships are live on ESPN at the end of June, June 29th. What can we, when you say that you're a live MC at the event, I mean, do you call it? Are you like, there, he's going down, he's, oh, bounce over!
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a combo during the day, during the prelims, because we got to kind of move through the action, you know, because we got so many people doing pulls throughout the day. I'll be sitting over on Facebook commentary so folks at home that are watching around the world can check us out there.
What time does – I mean, what do you mean all day? I mean, this
– it goes from 10 to 6 at the Cubby Bear. So,
really?
Yeah, yeah. So
it's
10,
an 8-hour arm wrestling event.
Yeah, the first 4 or 5 hours are all prelims, and then the last 3 hours we kind of slow it down, and we do the finals, which is the people that, you know, got through prelims earlier in the day. Those are best of fives, so, you know, there's a lot of drama about people trying to come back, even the odds. My favorite thing that fans have really got behind at the last couple shows is, you know, so two arm wrestlers get to the table and they're going back and forth and they've got chalk on their hands and they're trying to keep their grip. But sometimes, you know, sweat comes in, you lose your grip. You know, they say your grip slips, right? So then the referees go and they get this strap, like an actual strap. All right. And then they tie these two guys' hands together so that there can be No slipping, no slippage. These two men's hands become one hand, and one of those hands is going to be thrown to the table there. And every time I say, we're going to the strap, people get very, very excited. I get a lot of strap.
That's awesome.
Strap chants. They have fans. They go crazy. They love it. They're like wrestling fans. I love them.
The World Arm Wrestling League, the Midwest Classic, this Saturday at the Cubby Bear. Nick Hausman, he covers pro wrestling for us here in the Download. He also is a contributor to the WAL. Nick, thanks for coming, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Strap.
Strap.